Okay, Port Adelaide, they are starting to really step up their training in the build-up to a big season for them, 2019. Tom Rockliffe has been good enough to join us. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. How are you?
Tommy!
Very well. Happy New Year to you, all that sort of stuff. Just in a sentence, describe the pre-season. How's it been?
Hot.
Yeah. It's not getting any cooler in the next week either, mate.
Nah, yeah, the last couple of weeks have been hot. Nah, but it's been really good pre-season, I think. I've really enjoyed it. My second one down here, and we had a nice little build pre-Christmas and then spent a week together up in Noosa, which was really hard, but it was good to get away. We've bounced back into it after having 3 weeks off this year, which is a first time over the Christmas month for the AFL players to have 3 weeks off, which is nice. You both know a little bit about that. You've had about 6 or 8 weeks off.
20, 30 days, Tommy, and counting.
And then back into it now. So now we're going really well at the moment. And it's been really good. Pre-season organised really well. Vossi stepped up into his role and running a really good program across the board. So it's been a good transition.
Yeah, well, it's certainly a new look coaching-wise. There's certainly players. There's about 12 or 13 new players out there. How much different has the pre-season been to last year?
Yeah, running-wise, you obviously try and step it up each year and get better and better on that front. So we've continued to build that. And training-wise has been... completely, I think you'll see a different style of game from us this year. I think we want to play a little bit more aggressive. We felt like we played a little bit slow at times last year and felt like we could have put our foot on a few teams' throats and we didn't do that. And then we obviously lost a few close ones. So we've done a little bit of work on a few different areas throughout the pre-season. As I said, I can't really, as all clubs are probably taking up their chances this year, it's really good, and you never know until you start playing games, and you've got to somehow fit 13 teams into 8 at the end of the year, even more because I think most teams are going to improve again this year. So our pre-season has been really good. We've put ourselves in a really good position, I think. We probably only have Sammy Hayes that's out that won't play round one at this stage. So a credit to our fitness staff and coaching staff that we've had a really good pre-season to get us to where we are at the moment.
Well, you've got an exciting, talented, multi-dimensional front six, so why would you not try and get it in there quick? That's everything we're hearing too, Tommy. The 2019 trends, are you copying any from other clubs? You've got a bloke down there, Scotty Lysett, from the Premiership team. We're hearing the word connection brought about a lot. What about you? You're a leader down there. What's the buzzword or what's the trends you think you'll see?
Yeah, we've definitely tried to build that and get to know each other more off-field, I think, when you know someone at a more higher level and know what makes people tick and a bit of everyone's background. It builds your environment a lot better and you've got that trust out on field. So we've definitely gone down that path and Austin's been a big driver of that as well. So that's been a really good piece for us to try and build that connection. Obviously, we've utilised people that have come into the system. You spoke about Scott Lysett, Ryan Burton's come from a good program as well at Hawthorn. So we've picked their brains as much as we can, but we want to play the Port Adelaide way in 2019 and get back to playing that exciting footy that the club's been renowned for in the last few years. And we felt like we stepped away from that last year. And we want to get back to that and really, really put our foot down and score heavily against opposition.
Yeah, to Scratchy on Friday. Tell us about that. I think you call them intra-clubs. I call them scratch matches. Tommy, you're an old schooler like me. What are the newbies? Who are the newbies impressed you?
We've got an internal trial on February 15th from memory. So we've built a fair bit of match play in the pre-season. It was good to see 600-700 members out there cheering us on Friday. I've done a fair bit of work with Zach Butters. He's coming off a shoulder reconstruction as well. So he's really impressed me the way he's gone about it. I think that the exciting thing is we've brought in a lot of young talent to upskill and keep pressure on those spots. And Connor Rosie's obviously come in and impressed really well. He's very good overhead. I think as we continue to go through the pre-season, these guys will start to come out of their shell a little bit more. They're only sort of 18 years old out of school and they're coming in the environment for a few weeks before Christmas and they're starting to really shine through. So it's an exciting time for the football club and and one that we're all looking forward to as a playing group.
You mentioned Ryan Burton. Sam Mays is another new player that's come to the club. Riley Bonner's another one who can all push up the ground potentially and play on the wing or through the midfield. Do you see that happening?
Yeah, absolutely. I think AFL footy in 2019, you've got to be able to play in a multiple positions. That includes playing the wing, half forward, half back. And Mays, he's come in, had a really good preseason as well, and pushing for a spot. So that's the most pleasing thing, I think, from the preseason is that we've added to that depth through the off-season again, as we felt like we did 12 months ago, and then we've got to continue to build on that. I think we've got a few different dimensions. We can give opposition teams a few different looks, and obviously with a couple of rule changes, especially the centre bounce one, you've got to try and come up with ways to get the footy inside your forward half as quick as you can, and with the players being inside 50, it gives you an ability to do that from centre square bounces. So we've been working hard and looking at ways to do things, but you never know until you come up against an opposition to see what they're doing and the trends, and they'll start to come out early in the season. We're really focused on what we want to implement this year.
Tommy, who's your vote for skipper? Who's impressing you on that front? And when are you going to go to vote for that with Boakey stepping down?
Obviously, Boakey's a really good leader and he's decided to step aside. As it's been mentioned throughout the preseason, there's a number of guys that could step up into that role. So there's probably five or six that I'm not sure the way it's going to work out. I think the coaches are going to give it a right up until as long as we need before those leaders really put their hand up and step in the captaincy and vice captaincy roles and leadership group side of things. So there's obviously a few candidates there, and they've all been really impressive through the pre-season.
All the best, Tommy. Thanks for your time. A massive year for Port, the club, yourself, everyone included, and I think an exciting one. I've got high hopes for you guys. I'm sure you do internally. Thanks for your time and well done. Happy New Year.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Good man.
Thanks, Tom. Good luck. Tom Rockcliffe there. Look, needs a big year. Unfortunately, had an interrupted preseason last year, and they put him a little bit behind the eight ball, but he's a player they need to lift from.
Oh, my word.
I think he's got the capability of doing so. We're going to take a break. We're going to give away tickets to the Super Loop. That is a 4-day pass, a couple of them. We're having our quiz next. This is the 5AA Sports Show.